Service.
Hello, can you put me through to police, please?
Police, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Hello.
I have a few questions to ask you. I'm trying to. I've noticed something here. Some people were trying to set me up upstairs, which the police know. It's Mr. Simon Cordell at 109 Bancroft Avenue. I've been complaining about a Matthew Illigan and Raviti and Matthew Illigan that live at 117 Bancroft Avenue. Now, I've let stuff go on for 2 years, and I've been phoning your call centres continuously, recording all of these things. And I've made a website called Horrific Corruption, and I've uploaded all the recordings and done the transcribes, and it proves everything that I've been talking about. Now, the conversation I want to have with you is very serious.
Since, sir, you're talking...
Yes, this is about terrorism. It's about terrorism, about bombing people up and about fake fraudulent names, marrying in fake names, yeah? And then filling in case paperwork and then setting me up in a fake marriage name, yeah? Now, what the terrorism I'm trying to explain, yeah, is this, yeah? The reason I've explained to you the history is that this has gone on for 2 years. Now, just recently, 117, who live upstairs, put another application in with the council. Now, what they've done when they put the application in with the council is they put a doctor's note in the application. In that doctor's note, it has her real address in it, her previous address, which is 14 Netley Road, Walthamstow. Then they've climbed over it and put 117 Bancroft Avenue. So I done checks on 14 Netley Road and started to do my homework on the people that are setting me up, if that makes any sense. Now, what I found is very concerning. Now, the woman upstairs goes by Raviti Mathiyidigan. She used R-A-V-A-T-H-Y. Yes, I'm explaining to you. I'm explaining to you where it's terrorism, and that they've got over 100 houses. Her sister's a suicide bomber, elite suicide bomber, and they forged their marriage names with
where
fake names.
The sister
is living in. I'm not too sure where the sister is living at present, but they have over 100 houses in their name. Yeah.
Because
what I've done is they're from Sri Lanka, and in 2009 Sri Lanka was having a war, yeah, they're called the Genocide War, that lasted from 1983. I've got her surname, and I've got her both for the surname. So Matthew Illigan's wife uses Yogajar as one of the surnames, Fambreeza as another surname. What happens is Raviti is not her real name. The name that she's filling all of the court paperworks in and going to court against me is not her real name. She owns over 50 houses in her real name. Then she went to the marriage place and used a fake marriage name, which I can prove here now. For I've got all of the marriage certificates, all the censor records and everything here. She forged her marriage, her first name, and forged her last name, yeah, so that she can get a council flat and hide the other 100 houses that are hidden in her real name. I found the other 100 houses, yeah? I've got 100 houses in real life that she really owns and her dad really owns. Now, they're shipping over £1 million, yeah? I found all of the paperwork. They're sending over £1 million to Sri Lanka and that through schools, children's schools and that, yeah? And kids' schools.
Right, sir, can you go down to the police station with all that information and all that paperwork?
Yeah, I will do that, 100%.
Can you do that now? Yeah. And go down to the
police
station?
Yeah, I will do. I'm being very serious with you. I'm not mucking about, man. I've got 100%.
All right, sir, go down to the police station now. Go straight to Edmonton, okay?
I will do that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.